May your name be written in the book of life. Among the Jewish people, there are various greetings used during the days of awe, the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Good Yom Tov, good holiday, maybe Chag Sameach, happy holiday. And then there's Lashana Tova Tikatevu. May you be written for a good year. Written for a good year. What kind of greeting is that? The idea behind that greeting is that at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, God opens a very special book, the Book of Life, and he closes it at the end of Yom Kippur. At the end of Yom Kippur, the names of those who are in a right relationship with the living God will remain in the Book of Life. They will live. However, the names of those who are not right with the Lord will be erased from the Book of Life, and they will die. The idea of the names of people being written or erased from the Book of Life may seem strange to many of us. However, if we consider what the Word of God teaches us about this subject, it will seem less strange. After the Jewish people left Egypt and we came to Mount Sinai, while Moses was up on the mountain receiving divine revelation from God, the majority of the Jewish people were at the bottom of Sinai worshiping the golden calf. God was so angry with us, he told Moses he wanted to destroy our entire nation. Moses intervened on our behalf and asked the Lord to spare us. And if the Lord would not spare us, he asked to be erased from the Book of Life. The Lord's answer to Moses' request, whoever has sinned against me, I will erase him out of my book. Moses knew about the Book of Life. King David knew about this very special book. Psalm 69 records his prayer that his enemies would be erased from the Book of Life, that they would die. Isaiah informed us that a time is coming when the branch of the Lord, which is a title for the Messiah, the branch of the Lord will be beautiful and glorious, and it will come about that the one who is left in Zion will be called holy. Everyone who is recorded for life in Jerusalem, recorded for life. The names of those Messianic Jews in the future who are alive when King Messiah returns will be recorded in a book which entitles them to enjoy life in Jerusalem, a Jerusalem which will be ruled by King Yeshua for 1,000 years. What a joy to be recorded for life in Jerusalem during that blessed time. The last chapter of the book of Daniel informs us that in the last days, in the end times, the world will experience greater trouble than the world has ever experienced before. Many will suffer and die during that terrible, terrible time. However, every one of those Jewish people whose names are written in the book will be rescued. They will survive this period of unprecedented trouble, and then they will shine like the stars in the heavens. Ah, but Rabbi Lauren, that's the Old Testament. We don't need to bother with it because it's no longer relevant, because it's been replaced by the New Testament. Really? Messiah talked about the book of life. Luke recorded that Yeshua chose 72 of his followers and sent them ahead to every city that he was going to visit to prepare the way for him. They were to teach the people that the kingdom of God was near, and they would have authority to heal the sick and cast out demons. When they returned, they joyfully reported to him, "Lord, even the demons obey us when we use your name." Wow. Yeshua's response to their attraction to spiritual power was to redirect them to something else, the book of life. He said to them, "Don't rejoice because evil spirits obey you. Rejoice because your names have been recorded in heaven." Rather than being attracted to spiritual power, which can corrupt us, Messiah wanted his disciples to focus on the joy that comes from knowing that their names are recorded in heaven, which means that they would live forever with God the Father and King Yeshua the Son, the good angels, and the chosen remnant of Israel and the nations, the book of life. In his letter to Messiah's community in Philippi, Rabbi Paul mentions his co-workers whose names are written in the book of life. Rabbi Paul was so confident that the names of those who know the Lord and serve him by telling others the good news and working hard at doing that and building Messiah's community, their names are written in the book of life. The final references to the book of life are found in the very last book of the Bible. The book of Revelation has more references to the book of life than any other book. In it, Messiah promised this: "All who are victorious will be clothed in white. I will never erase their names from the book of life. But I will announce before my Father and his angels that they are mine." The names of those who are victorious, who love the Son of God and serve him to the very end, will be written in the book of life. They will live forever and be honored by King Yeshua before his Father, the High King, and his great angelic servants. That's what I want, pretty much more than anything. How about you? Since Yeshua has the authority to erase names from the book of life, it would be wise to believe in him and loyally follow him. Wouldn't you agree with that? You got to be crazy, out of your mind, to not believe in Yeshua and loyally follow him, since he has the authority to erase your name from the book of life. John also informed us that in the last days, everyone on earth will worship the final evil world ruler, the Antichrist, the anti-Messiah. Everyone except those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life. They will be protected from the deadly deception that will destroy the rest of humanity. John also informed us in this last book of the Bible that he saw a great white throne and the dead standing in front of the throne. Books were opened. And another book was opened, the book of life. And the dead were judged from what was written in the books, according to what they had done. Anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was hurled into the lake of fire. God is a great record keeper. He has books that record everything that everyone has ever done. From those meticulous records, all will be judged. And then there is another book, the book of life. If your name is written in the book of life, you will live forever. And if your name is not written in the book of life, you will die and be hurled into Gehenna, hell, the lake of fire. The last mention of the book of life describes those who will live forever in God's eternal capital city. Nothing impure may enter the New Jerusalem, nor anyone who does shameful things or lies. Lying is a wicked, terrible sin. The only ones who may enter are those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Only those whose names have been written in the Book of Life that belongs to the Messiah who loved us so much, he sacrificed himself for us, will enter and live forever in that glorious, blessed, and eternal city. And the only way to have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life is by knowing Yeshua, that he is the Son of God, the sinless one who died to reconcile us to God, who rose from the dead, who is alive now, full of grace and love and saving power. And then transferring your loyalties to him, and loyally serving him in this life. If you have not done that already, how about doing that tonight? Before the end of Yom Kippur? What could possibly be more important than making sure your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life? What's holding you back? Whatever it is, it's not worth it. And if your name is written in the Book of Life that belongs to the Messiah who willingly and lovingly sacrificed himself for us, won't you make it your priority in life, your mission in life, to help everyone you possibly can get their names written in that book? By boldly, courageously, unashamedly telling them the truth about the eternal and risen Lord and Savior, Yeshua. May your name be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen.